Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the simplest law of attraction technique you can start using right away. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of the podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of the consciousness that create it. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your life and your reality by mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And I'd like to say, if you find the content of this podcast helpful, I hope you'll consider sharing it with others. Now, we do have a few series here on the podcast. We have our Tuesday Taoism, we have our Zen stream on Sunday, and then I do try to throw an extra episode in here and there, like today, talking about something related to mental health, manifesting, mindfulness, meditation, basically anything and everything that could help you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just live an overall happier day-to-day life. So, like I said in the intro, I had this idea come to me, and I wanted to share it with you. And it's something that I've like very briefly alluded to in the last two or three episodes. It's been renting some space in my mind. And I thought, gosh, you know, this is something that is becoming more and more evident to me, something that I find myself using more and more often, almost like I didn't even plan to start using it, but it just started becoming habitual. And now I'm seeing the benefit of it. And I thought, you know, I should share this. I should let others know about this. And it's been quite a while since I've done any kind of episode on some law of attraction stuff, manifesting stuff. And I've shared with you the reasons for that. I have just some beliefs, personal beliefs about your common kind of law of attraction information that's out there that I don't 100% agree with a lot of the time. And I think that the perspective I have on that whole genre is a little different than most of what I see when I look up. If I Google law of attraction or I search for law of attraction on YouTube, a lot of the things that I start seeing, I'm not 100% in alignment with, you know, using law of attraction terminology. I just feel that the overall nature of our universe and our reality is really 100% abundance. And when you start focusing a lot on these kind of techniques and tricks and tools, the focus begins to shift. It's very easy. It doesn't happen to everyone. Okay, let me put that out there. It doesn't happen to everyone, but it's very easy for people's focus to start shifting into more and more desire, more and more desperation, more and more wanting, more and more clinging, more and more anxiety. And of course, as that starts to happen, not only do you get misaligned with what it is that you want, but you also start losing your peace in the moment, you know, and really what I think is most important, which is having that 100% or as much as possible of your awareness on this moment right now. And that actually ties into this little technique that I'm going to be sharing with you that I think it does a pretty good job of keeping you anchored in the present moment, but at the same time, almost like a kill two birds with one stone type scenario, it also aligns you with that feeling of abundance, which is so important. I think of all the things that you can say about your, again, traditional kind of law of attraction type knowledge, two of the things that are most fundamentally important is aligning with abundance just in general. And of course, having a lot of gratitude, carrying a lot of gratitude within and in every given moment. And those two things, of course, are related to one another, right? If you're feeling very abundant, you're automatically going to be feeling very grateful, right? And if you're feeling very grateful, you should also be feeling very abundant. And it's really, in my opinion, that feeling, right? That feeling that you carry around when you have that kind of gratitude, when you have that kind of awareness of abundance, that's really what starts changing your perception, starts changing your beliefs, starts changing your moment-to-moment thoughts. It starts affecting your exchanges with other human beings. It starts changing everything, really, everything. And that, I think, is the real secret to, you know, this whole law of attraction thing. It's not so much about attracting something out there or something that is in the future. It's about looking at your present differently. And as you do that consistently, okay, you will start to see that your outer reality will reflect those changes that you're making within, okay? And that's use that as a springboard to talk about what I've been noticing in myself lately. And first, I just want to say, you know, let's remember how our moment-to-moment reality is manifested. And that's something that I've shared on a few times here in the past. For those of you that are newer here, I'm just run through this very, very quickly. We have to first remember that most of what we experience in our present or moment-to-moment reality is actually created through the process of elimination. It is not created through the process of adding something to the present moment. It's always made through the taking away of something from the present moment. And the first level where this begins is just flat out with our five senses, because as I've said here many, many, many times, our senses can only perceive a certain range of stimuli out there. As I've said here plenty of times, like your eyes can only see about 0.0035% of the electromagnetic spectrum. So think about what a tiny sliver that is. Yes, I said 0.0035. You could Google that if you want. But that's basically the range of light frequencies that we can see with our eyes. So right there, you have what, 99.9, I don't know how much, that we immediately eliminate from our present moment reality. Same thing happens with everything that we hear, right? We only hear certain range frequencies of sound. We can only smell a certain number of things. So there's actually a lot of things in your present moment that you are not even seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, because your senses simply cannot pick them up. But that doesn't mean that they're not real, right? Those things are there. Those things are absolutely there. It's just that you cannot perceive them. Your body, right? Your brain cannot perceive them. And interestingly, and this is one of those things that it brings me a little bit back to the idea of some stuff we read on Tuesday Taoism, is that it's through the eliminating of a lot of sensory stuff that we actually get to create our experience. So what do I mean? So for example, like a little while ago, I was here at home and I was hearing a bird outside, right? Why am I able to hear that? Well, because there's so many things I'm not able to hear, right? That are going on right now. There's traffic, there's, you know, there's all kinds of sounds probably around me. There's sounds that my dog is probably hearing that I cannot hear. But because I cannot hear those things, I am able to hear the singing of the bird, which is nice, right? And the hearing that makes me feel good. You know, I'm able to focus on it, become more mindful of it. And it's just nice. You know, it's nice to hear the singing of a bird, right? So I'm able to experience that because so much of everything else that's going on is eliminated, right? So we have that automatic first level of elimination, which is our five senses does. And then, of course, there's further, you know, eliminating processes. You know, our attention span has something to do with that. And then, of course, we also have our own preconceived biases, our own distortions or patterns, basically, of how we have perceived throughout our whole lives. That also takes a lot of what our senses are picking up and ignores it, right? And this happens a lot with communication with other human beings. We usually, like the old saying, right? You only hear what you want to hear, or you hear somebody talking and you kind of pick out, you know, those specific things that they said that you didn't like, and those are what you focus on, and maybe they complimented you, but you didn't even hear that kind of thing, right? So that's happening as well. So what we start to see, right, as we follow this train of thought, as we follow this process, is that by the time we are finished, or we arrive at a point where we are experiencing the present moment in our consciousness, right? We've already eliminated 99.99999% of what was available to us, okay? And that is key. That is key to be aware of, because what that tells us, and something that we, that I personally have heard a lot about in Buddhism and Taoism and in many other philosophies, is that every moment is already perfectly full. There's a famous Zen master, I don't remember the name right now, which one it is, there's been plenty. But one of his teachings, one of the things he used to ask his students all the time is he would raise his finger in the air and he would say, you know, what is missing from this moment right now? What is missing, right? And the idea is there not to literally say what's missing. It's to call attention to that question and really get the person to become mindful of the present moment and think, well, what is missing right now, right? All the possible sensory information that I can record is here right now. All of the thoughts that I could ever possibly think are available to me right now. All of the emotional, you know, the emotional bank I have of feelings is available to me right now. Everything is literally available to me right now. And if you take this from a completely different angle and you take a much more kind of more modern, maybe new agey kind of perspective on this, is that you look at the stuff that's coming out of, for example, the new physics, gosh, I forgot the word right now, not metaphysics, but anyway, the study of the tiny, 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 tiny particles. You probably thought of it already. It'll come back to me in like 2 minutes. But anyway, when we look at that kind of science, it's showing us that all things are made of everything that you see, that you can perceive, these physical things that we perceive around us, objects, everything is all made of these tiny, tiny, tiny molecules, right? It's like a vast sea of basically tiny molecules. And it's our senses that convert that stuff into the objects that we're looking at, right? And the truth is that those molecules are there in complete and total fullness all the time, right? They're never missing. You're never like, oh, there's a shortage of molecules here right now. That never happens, right? Everything you need for this moment to exist is here, right? It's already here. And this is exactly what is going to lead us into what it is that we want to do on a moment-to-moment basis, having this awareness. Let me just pause here for a quick second, allow a word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, you all, thank you for your patience. I am back. Just want to take a quick moment here, tell you that if you ever want to ask me a question, if you want to share a concern, or give me a suggestion for a future podcast episode, you can always email me at elucidatetherial@gmail.com. Or you could hop on over to the YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp. Find any one of my videos. Doesn't matter which one. Just put a comment under it. Say, hey, George, I just heard your podcast. Had a question, comment, concern, or suggestion. And I get notified right away. I can respond to you. And always happy to discuss things with you there on the comment section of the YouTube channel. Also, I very recently started a Twitter account. And I do post things there pretty regularly. Or I retweet things that I find useful. And those serve as great little reminders or nudges throughout the day to, you know, focus on your practice, focus on the present moment, focus on your breath. So make sure you follow me on Twitter to get that good stuff as well. And finally, if you're enjoying the content on this podcast and you're on Apple Podcasts, it'd be great if you could take a moment and just leave a nice rating and review. That would help me out a lot. Thank you for that. Now, I do have a large vehicle going by. Just give me a minute here. It doesn't interrupt us. Okay, so the other thing that I want to point out, we're talking here about the fullness of each and every moment, right? Remember that attention is a big, big, big player in what we're experiencing on a moment-to-moment basis, where we are placing our attention. So when you have that thought, or I share that thought with you, that every moment already consists of total and complete fullness, right? When you're able to start recognizing that each and every single moment, or as often as possible, right? Sometimes, of course, you're you're busy doing something, you're having a conversation, you can't constantly be, you know, reminding yourself, this moment is full, this moment is full, this moment is full. But when you're able to do that as often as possible, you are placing your attention on abundance, right? You are placing your attention on the fact that each and every moment as it comes into existence with every breath that you take is already 100% full of everything you need to experience in that moment. Now, it's very easy to hear something like that and say, well, yeah, George, but you know, I still am not seeing that, you know, that lottery win that I wanted. I'm still not seeing that relationship that I want. That can be, okay, I'm not saying that that is untrue, okay, or that you should deny that, okay. I don't want to get slipping here into any kind of magical thinking or woo-woo stuff, okay. That's not where I'm going with this. But what I'm saying is that we have to kind of separate those two things. There are things in this outer experience that may not be present in your reality at this moment. But make no mistake, each and every moment that you are alive, breathing, and you are aware, each and every moment has everything it needs to support the existence of that moment. Everything is there to create it. And it's important to recognize that. Interestingly as well, okay, and here's a real twist for you. Even when you are able to bring your attention to the present moment and you say to yourself, yeah, but I don't have this yet. Notice what happens is that when you are placing your attention on lack, on something that is not there, instantly the moment becomes full of that lack of awareness, right? So whatever you are focusing on, whatever you say to yourself, whatever you are noticing, the very next moment becomes full of that noticing, becomes full of that awareness. So in a sense, even when you notice that something is not there, the moment becomes completely full of that awareness. That is very, very important. I realize it's kind of splitting hairs a little bit, okay? But it's very important to recognize that is that whatever you notice and whatever you tell yourself over and over and over again, you are in fact creating your next moment based on that awareness, based on that thought, based on that observation, based on where you are placing your attention. So while we cannot obviously spend every single moment completely ignoring what's missing from our lives because we don't want to notice lack, okay? We can't do that because there's a practical side to that, right? There's a practical, I don't have food, I gotta go get food, right? There's a practical aspect to that. I understand that we have to live in this world. But at the same time, many of us go beyond the practical aspect of this, and it starts to become almost like our constant companion is this habit, this mental habit of noticing lack, noticing things that aren't there, noticing things that you still want, noticing why isn't this manifesting yet? Why isn't this happening? Why? And what you could do in those moments is come back to what I was just talking a moment ago, is the practice of noticing the fullness of each and every moment exactly as it is. The fullness of your breath, the abundance of sunshine in the air, the abundance of grass I see outside right now, the abundance of whatever is around you, the abundance of cars, the abundance of smells, the abundance of sensory information, all this stuff is constantly there. It's just a habit of not paying attention to it, okay? And instead, paying more attention onto things that your conditioned brain is telling you is not there. And of course, as you do that, as you recognize that lack over and over and over and over again, it's a habit, right? It's just, it's a habit. What happens is that You begin to project that into each and every future moment. And of course, your reality starts to reflect that type of mental conditioning. You start noticing lack more and more and more and more. So it's important to balance out this, I would say, bad habit with more of just taking time every once in a while to just look around you and notice the abundance of whatever is present. Everything that you are, that you can become aware of, notice it, put your full attention on it. In a sense, it's a mindfulness practice, is really sort of what it is that you are putting all your attention on what is here right now, and you are simply noticing it, and you are telling yourself, this moment right here, right now, with this next breath that I take, is full. It is full and complete, lacking nothing. It is the most abundant moment I have ever experienced. That's the it's so simple, right? That's why I said it's so simple. But if you're able to do this consistently, this is going to have multiple effects on you, okay? It's going to, first of all, it's going to begin aligning you more with abundance. It's going to be training your brain to think differently. And it's going to be helping you just notice more and more of the present moment. In a sense, it's going to anchor you more into the present moment. So it really, as simple as it is, it does multiple things that could help you in your practice. So that's basically what I have been doing, is that I just take different, I don't know how many times a day I'm doing it now. It's got to be at least once an hour, sometimes twice an hour, where I'm just doing some conscious breathing. I'm aware of my breath. And then I just pause for a second, become silent, and notice how full the moment is. Even when I am annoyed, right? Wow, this moment is full of annoyance. Even when I'm disappointed about something, oh, this moment is full of disappointment. Oh, I'm missing so-and-so right now. I'm hungry. Wow, this moment is full of hunger. Every moment, 100% completely full. Notice it, affirm it, and bring your attention to it more often and see what happens, all right? I really hope that you found the content of today's episode helpful. Once again, I hope you share it with others. Again, if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you could leave me a nice review, that would be great. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a few days with the next installment of our Zen stream on Sunday. And for the rest of the day, just have it be wonderful and notice how full it is.